The first five sentences of Yigdal again discuss the existence of God, the nature of God, and man's relation with Him. And I'll just make a few points regarding some of these psukim, some interesting terms that are used in this Yigdal prayer or this hymn. In the first pasuk, we say Nimtza ve'ein es el metziuso. That God is Nimtza. Nimtza in medieval Hebrew means to exist eternally. So some commentaries explain the first line to mean that God transcends and is independent of time. In the second verse, when we talk about Yichud Hashem, the unity of Hashem, we say Nelam v'gam ein sof lachduso, that He is Nelam. Nelam means hidden. So there, presumably, this means that God's unity is not perceived by our human senses. This idea that all the powers in the world are unified in God, that's hard for us to understand because there's so many contradictions in this world. And it's hard for us to understand how everything can come from God. And that's the idea of Nelam, it's hidden from us. The next after, Ein lo demus haguf ve'eino guf. He doesn't have a corporeal form, and he's not corporeal. God's not affected by any physical event, and he has no corporeal form. He's without a goof. He's without a body. The fourth line, where we say, Kadmon l'chol davar, that God is the Kadmon Rishon. There's no predecessor before him. This is based on Bachya ibn Pakuda's comment about God being the Kadmon HaRishon. And that means that God existed before the universe and God created the world. And finally, the fifth verse is the fifth animamin, as it were. It discusses our relationship with God. And we're saying, Hinei Adon Olam L'chol Notzar, Yoreg Dula So Machuso. So literally it means that God is, behold, He is the God of the universe, and every being teaches His greatness and sovereignty. The truth is, the fifth animamin actually says something different than that. The fifth animamin actually says that to God alone it is appropriate to pray. Now, there's the first four animamins are that God exists and God created the world, and there's Yichud Hashem, unity of God, and God is beyond space, He has no form. And the fifth animamin is that we have a relationship to God, we should pray to God alone. So the way it's formulated in Yigdal, there's no mention to us praying to God. And that's why some actually amended the word from vichol to lichol. So that we say, Hino Adon Olam, that God is the master. Vichol notzar yiragadu l'so machlso, and everyone who's created will pray to God. So some Girsos change from vichol to lichol to sort of say that we pray to God. Anyway, that's some few insights to the first five sentences, or the first of Yigdal, which reflect the first five principles, the first part of the three cardinal principles of faith in God about the existence of God.